Federal Reserve is expected to start raising interest rates today and keep doing so for some time. One area of the economy that may feel the effect is the housing market. Home sales have been booming as some of the cheapest mortgages in decades have prompted more people to buy. Sales of new and existing homes set records in May. Now, the prospect of higher interest rates is starting to create a sense of urgency among would-be buyers. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
At an open house in Silver Spring, Maryland, a real estate agent shows off a Cape Cod-style home listed for $389,000. With three bedrooms, two baths, and a small one-car garage, the house has generated lots of interest in a county where the average house price is considerably higher. Marianne Hilger and her husband are among several dozen potential buyers trooping through. The couple, who are expecting a child, hope to find something they can afford in the suburbs. But Hilger says the current psychology of the real estate market is pretty scary.
You don't know how much the houses are going to keep appreciating, if it's better to wait a little while or just to go ahead now and buy something. So you kind of become a little bit irrational.
That sentiment was echoed by 27-year-old Dana Marlowe. She and her husband moved to the area from Texas. They've been house hunting since last October. One house they bid on had 20 offers. She says she and her friends console one another over the difficulties of trying to buy in such a wild market.
It gets to you, I mean, after a while, but having people who are also in the same boat, they're looking in Northern Virginia. Whenever we all get together to hang out and we have dinner, it's this huge venting fest, and it's really calming to know there's other people, you know, in your peer group, in your social network, that are experiencing the same exact, you know, obstacles.
Even ahead of this week's Fed meeting, rates on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage have been moving higher. Rates are up nearly a full percentage point from where they were back in March at just over 6.25%. However, that is still fairly low by historical standards. Anthony Shea is CEO of HomeLoanCenter.com, an online mortgage bank. He says even if interest rates do rise a bit more, he doesn't expect it will have a dramatic effect on home sales.
Houses out there are not like cars or a pair of Levi's. There's only a million or so units that go into this country every year. So they're not building houses as fast as population is requiring it.
But others say the housing market may be ripe for a fall.
We suspect that the party stops around the middle of 2005.
Ian Morris is chief economist at HSBC. He thinks in some areas of the country, like Washington, D.C., where house prices have nearly doubled in the past 2.5 years, a bubble has been building. He says a rise in interest rates of a couple of percentage points could be the trigger that pops the bubble and sends house prices falling, perhaps by as much as 25% to 30% in high-priced housing markets, less in some others.
I think nationally, on average, prices are about 10% to 20% too high now. Now, some of the adjustment can come through higher income as we go forward in the next few years, but I think some of the adjustment has to come from a decline in prices as well.
And such price declines aren't unprecedented. Prices in Southern California fell by around 25% in the early 1990s, but a drop in housing prices also isn't a foregone conclusion. Mark Zandi is with Economy.com.
I think it is important to realize, except under very dark interest rate scenarios, we're not going to see prices collapse because the economy, the job market in particular, is quite strong, is improving. So you really need a combination of much higher rates and a much weaker job market to get the kind of price collapse that we got, let's say, 10, 15 years ago in places like California and in the Northeast.
Analysts say much of what happens in the real estate market will depend on the speed at which the Fed raises interest rates. They say a gradual rise in rates probably won't have a huge effect on housing prices. Some would-be home buyers I spoke with said they'd actually welcome slightly higher interest rates. They say maybe that will reduce demand somewhat and lessen competition in the housing market. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.